You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Why bring in those clothes baskets? This is a radio studio, not a laundry.
Well, I'm only trying to help.
Help?
Yes. Didn't you say some ladies don't believe does everything in the wash?
Oh, but once they try does, they see it's a new kind of granulated soap. And it really does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, to rayon slips.
Well, that's why I brought along my week's wash. Now, I thought if you just tell the ladies what does for my wash, they'll know it can do their wash, too.
What's different about yours?
Well, now, first, you take these work shirts here. Now, you see how really clean does them?
Swell.
And you know, my husband works in a war factory now and gets his shirts terribly greasy.
Uh-huh.
But does saves me from all hard scrubbing.
Well, I've been telling the ladies no soap made gets work clothes clean easier than does.
Oh, don't forget my towels. They get dirtier now, too, with all that tool grease my husband gets on his hands.
Haven't I said? Does will get the dirtiest towels, snowy white.
That's old stuff. Tell them even with extra wartime dirt, does get some really sparkling white. Now, you just look at these linens. Have you ever seen a whiter wash?
Say, they're dazzling, all right.
And yet, see these nicer colored washables, these pretty rayon slips and things.
Please, remember where you are.
Oh, really? I'm only showing you what extra care does gives those precious colors. You know, this extra safety helps these clothes last longer in wartime.
Sure, does is safer for those colors than the four other leading granulated soaps.
Oh, put it stronger. Tell them now they need new does more than ever.
Okay. Friends, remember, does is not just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's wonderful new soap discovery. And now's the time to change to does. D-U-Z. Because even in the toughest wartime wash, does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Sammy is in the army now, and the goodbyes are over for a while. The Goldbergs are nearly home from their trip to New York, where they saw Sammy off. In fact, at this moment, Molly and Jake and Rosie and David are walking back through the quiet village streets. In the Goldberg house, two people sit who aren't members of the Goldberg family. Sergeant Mikey Bloom and Emma. And the struggle between these two involves the whole Goldberg family. For it was Emma with her clever helplessness who nearly snared Sammy. And it was Mikey with his blunt honesty who stopped Emma cold. And now Mikey looks as if he wanted to make a few things plain. Listen.
I'll take it.
I'll answer it, if you don't mind, Mikey.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello? Yes? Well, the whole family went to New York to see Sammy off. Yes. In the army. We're expecting them back soon. Oh, well. Yes. Thank you.
Who was it?
One of the neighbors.
Oh. Did you see my book?
You don't want to read.
How do you know I don't want to read?
Because I know you would rather tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah? Well, what's on my mind?
Me. I'm on your mind.
That's right.
I'm here, and that's what you don't like.
Right again. Now, listen, how long are you going to stay? Sammy isn't here now.
I leave when you do.
Listen, Emma, there's just one more thing I want to say to you. And then, as far as I'm concerned, you can stay as long as you like.
Yes?
I don't want Mrs. Goldberg to know that...
That Sammy loves me.
Sammy never loved you.
Well, when then? What don't you want Mrs. Goldberg to know?
That she even thought he loved you. You just got your feelings all mixed up, Emma. Now, maybe if you were a nice girl and didn't tell so many lies, maybe...
And the things you told Sammy about me?
The truth.
All the ugly, bad things you told Sammy about me.
The truth, and you know it.
If I was as bad as that, I would be worse than I am.
You can't do any harm now, Emma. Sammy is gone.
You are here.
I'm not afraid of you, Emma. I was never fooled by you. I was never once taken in. I knew you the minute I stepped into this house and laid my eyes on you.
You know everything.
No, only a few things.
You weren't smart enough to get me out of this house, were you?
No, fate was on your side. The army took Sammy.
The army will take you and I'll still be here.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, I think they're here. And remember, Emma, I'm watching you every minute.
I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah? Well, go in the kitchen and make some hot coffee.
You're giving me orders?
Yes, and I want to remind you that you're only working here.
I know how to change that.
Mr. Goldberg likes tea. Hello.
Hello, darling. Hello, Marcy, dear. Lay down, Porter. Lay down. No matter what, Porter's hope is glad to see me. Come, Dave. But where are you going, David? Probably go to Mark and ask for some extra eggs.
Buy some cigars, David.
Coming, David. Lay down, Porter.
Lay down, Porter.
Lay down. Hello, Marcy, dear.
Are you tired?
Tired? No, darling. Where's Emma?
Oh, she's making some coffee.
Oh, that's nice. I'll take your coat, Jake, dear.
Let me take your coat, Molly, dear.
It's all right, darling. I'm going upstairs anyway. Gimme, dear. Gimme. If you're making coffee, Emma, Mr. Goldberg will take tea. Gimme, darling. Gimme, Jake.
Why do you have to walk up the stairs, dear?
I have to change my shoes anyway.
Molly.
I'm fine, Jake.
You have nothing to do in Sammy's room.
I'm not going into Sammy's room. Give me a coat, darling.
Here.
Give me. Excuse me, Mikey.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hi, Mikey. She's bursting with tears.
Yeah, well, as soon as she gets a letter from Sammy, she'll feel better.
Emma.
Some tea, Mr. Goldberg?
Thank you.
Mrs. Goldberg's coming down. She'd like some coffee, Emma.
Please, Emma. Some coffee for Mrs. Goldberg, please.
Thanks.
Mikey, when I give an order, I always say please. It goes a long way, Mikey. I know in the army, sergeant doesn't say please. And you're a sergeant,
Mr. Goldberg, I'm going to tell you, but you don't have to tell Mrs. Goldberg. I wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
Get rid of Emma. Get her another job.
Again, Emma?
Yes.
This time, I want to know why.
Because she's dangerous.
In what way?
She set her cap for Sammy, and she almost succeeded.
Huh?
When I get my comfortable shoes on, I'm a new
Mikey.
Woman.
Mrs. Goldberg doesn't have to know it's over.
Oh, you're following a subject?
Yes. Oh. Sit, Molly, dear.
Yes.
Here, sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, that's all right, darling, because... enough place here. Please, Mikey, please sit, darling, please.
Okay.
Jake, dearest, my dear, when you come back from up street tomorrow, I want you to go to the village.
Yes.
And bring me back a flag. I want a flag in the front.
We have a flag.
I want a bigger one.
All right.
Take sugar, darling. Take sugar, Mikey.
Okay.
I got plenty of sugar. I got the extra rations.
Mikey.
Take here. If the coffee isn't ready, I'll take tea.
What did you say, Mr. Goldberg?
It's ready.
Mikey, I have to know.
Not now.
Emma, dear, tea, of course, is not ready. It's all right, dear. Oh, Jake, dear, I'm not going to twiddle my fingers.
What do you mean, Molly?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean I have to do many, 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 many things. My pots and my pans and my chores will not be enough for me now, Jake.
I have coffee.
Oh, thank you, Emma, dear. Thank you.
Mikey, want to help me with the barn door, huh?
Now, Jake.
It's swinging.
I don't hear.
I heard. Come, Mikey.
Why
it won't take a minute.
You didn't finish your tea.
Let it stand. Mikey.
All right.
Drink, Molly. It's good for you.
Yes, and I want a big flag, Jake.
The biggest they have, I'll get.
All right, dear. Let's pour it in. Maybe his feelings were hurt. I didn't say a big hello to him when I came home.
Come on, Sporty. Oh,
come on, fella. Come on, boy.
So come in, fella.
All right, come on, here
come. Come, fella. Come, fella, dear. So don't jump. Don't jump if I love you. Don't jump, dear. Don't jump. Emma, there's a big bone from my leg in the icebox. He likes a lamb bone. Give him. Go, Sporty. Go, Sporty, dear. And we'll
come
give
on.
You.
Come on. Come on.
Go.
Come.
Go, dear. Oh. Anybody call me, Emma?
Yes.
Who?
Mary Foot.
Mary Foot called. That was for you or?
It was for
me?
You.
Oh. I thought maybe if Mary Foot called, Bruce Hanley, her brother-in-law, wanted to take you out again.
No.
But it's, Mary Foot told me that you told Bruce you was in love with somebody else. You were, Emma. You are? So what are you crying? That the one you loved didn't love you?
Didn't Sammy tell you?
Huh?
Sammy said he would tell you before he left.
What, Emma?
Well, if he didn't tell you, then he didn't want you to know.
Know what, Emma?
Mrs. Goldberg, I'm sorry I didn't tell you before. I'm your child, too.
Over Emma's bowed head, Molly seems to see Sammy's face. And her heart wells with love for this girl, a love that she transfers from her son to the girl she believes her son loved. But outside, Jake is hearing a true version of the story from Mikey. Say, who does dishes at your house? You do? Well, then chances are you've been struggling with those halfway soaps. I mean tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. And I mean bar soaps because they don't have real speed. Well, you can toss such halfway soaps right out because New Does is here. Yes, I mean that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Just notice how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for quick action on those greasy pots and pans. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Just try it today and let those busy suds tell you how really different Does is. Sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.